Little Rosa, one of the things that you have shared with me throughout the years is your memories of your experience during World War II as a member of the Waves. Can you tell me a little bit about how you made the decision to enlist in the Waves?
Well, I made the decision because our country was at war, and our country at that time was united in every way. Every American had some interest in World War II, and I wanted to do my part, so I volunteered.
And that was in 1944, and you were 20 years old?
Right.
And the Waves was established by Roosevelt, right, during World War II?
Yes. I had to go to Atlanta to be sworn in, and the person who was at the head of the office was a Wave ensign. And before I signed, she was very impressive to be sure that I understood what I was doing, that I was no longer a free citizen. I was a citizen of the Navy, and I was agreeing to serve for the duration of the war and 6 months after. When I went into boot camp, it took me only half a day to know that I was not going to get any special treatment because I was a woman. Many times I was accused of being an idiot. Somebody in power would say, "Seaman, can't you read?" when I went to the wrong office or did the wrong thing.
You're such a sensitive person. Did it hurt your feelings? Did you cry, or did you just buck up
I cried and shook the whole time I was in boot camp.
And then from Iowa, what was your assignment?
My assignment was Washington, D.C. I was to go to the Department of Ordnance.
What specifically did you do?
I typed all day long. If there was any extra duty that was needed in that office, the Waves did it.
Did you have any idea what it was that you were typing?
I did find out after I got out of the Waves, one of the top secret forms that I had typed was ordnance that was going to New Mexico for the Manhattan Project.
Wow. It took courage to do what you did. You were a young woman from a very small town who had hardly been outside of the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
Making a commitment like that, not knowing how long you were going to be away, where you were going to be, what you were going to be doing. That took great courage and great patriotism.
This is still a great country, but we seem to be heading in the wrong direction.
You think there's hope?
Yes, I have to think there's hope. You couldn't go on if you didn't think there was hope.